back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty. Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 4:20. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 4:20.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Well, howdy ho.
Where's the ho? There's a ho. Where's the ho? Who's the ho? You the ho? I'm the ho. Someone's the ho. Anyway, go ahead and cue something, I think. Hi, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hi, everybody. It's Joe live from the Total Eclipse Studio B in Chicagoland.
Total Eclipse.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 296 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, April 8th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, I guess I can thank you too, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, there we go.
She's behaving tonight.
Well, you know, something's got to misbehave, though, so don't give her too much credit.
Right.
Give her too much credit. Okay. Something's going to misbehave, and all hell breaks loose, and oh my God, next thing you know, the mixer's on the
toilets
floor.
Toilets are overflowing.
Toilets are overflowing. There's coffee coming out of the coffee machine in places coffee should not come out of a coffee machine. It's just
I noticed
mass
there's
mayhem.
Other tubes. There's other tubes going into the toilet. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I try not to think about that right now. I don't know what that is. I think that has to do with one of the robots, but I try not to figure it out. I
thought maybe Anthony installed an instant colonoscopy device.
No. Maybe Roger did. I don't know, but I've kind of stopped using that bathroom after after I saw that. So, you know, we've just kind of been trying to keep it a little easy breezy. I've been using the 7-Eleven down the street. That seems to be a little safer. I just bring my little wet wipes with me, you know, wipe down the toilet seat, the toilet, and I basically go and clean the bathroom, and then I use it, and then I leave. They actually pay me like $13.50 for the hour I take to clean the bathroom and everything. It's fantastic. It's great. So, yeah. So I'm going to be in town soon.
You're
going
to be in town soon. Yay!
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks about, I'll be up there. And apartment hunting, actually. Checking out the new job place. And we're doing a final interview at the other job place. And looking for an apartment, signing a lease. And,
wow.
You know, yeah, right.
It's happening, folks.
It's a lot. It's yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
Yep.
So, but it's all good. It's a little nerve-wracking at times and a little
yeah.
A little freaky, but it
yeah,
it all works out.
It's a change, it's a challenge, but it's I think you're up for it and I think you want to do it and that's the key.
That's true. That's a very good point. That's very true. So, but yeah, and house is getting packed up. It's starting to look bare. Like there's There's no pictures in the no artwork or anything on the walls in the living room.
Oh, wow.
Things are, yeah, everything's getting taken down and wrapped up. So I got a storage unit coming in like 3 weeks. So, you know, got to load that sucker up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely.
You were telling me earlier offline with the storage costs and transportation and all that. That's
The storage unit's going to be a bit. Yeah, it's going to be a bit costly for them to kind of, you know, hold on to everything for. But, you know, that's based on a year. And that's if we stay for, you know, if we keep it for a full year. The thought is we'll probably be hopefully out before a year is up and in a house by then. Depending on where the market goes and, you know, all that fun stuff. But, yeah, for the whole year and everything, it's around about seven, eight grand. It's a little expensive, but, you know, it's there. It's insured. It's to be honest with you, the bulk of the cost is the transportation from Florida to Chicago. Mm-hmm. That in of itself is like $2,500. The rest of it, like the monthly storage, is a little salty, but it's not bad. I mean, I'm basically renting out a container, an 8x16 container, 8x8x16 container. So it's like, all right, that makes sense. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And part of that cost is, I'm assuming, a little bit of convenience, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I gotta put my shit somewhere. You know,
yeah,
yeah. There's new. I mean, and a lot of the furniture we're actually getting rid of. So a lot of it is just mostly boxes and shit, and artwork, things like that. So there's a lot of different items that it's like you can't really get rid of, you can't dispose of per se. But the things we can, like, there's a lot of stuff that we're getting rid of. We're not taking with us. We're just going to go ahead and be like, whoop, there you go.
But so, this means we get a whole new front desk with a receptionist.
This is true. Space. We do. Well, I don't know. The receptionist, we'll see what happens with that one. We still don't know if the other one is still working for us, if we fired her. I don't know. I can't get a hold of Dick White or HR. Someone gave me a number for HR and, you know, somebody answered. They started speaking in a different language. I didn't understand anything. I pushed a couple of buttons and I don't know. It just all fell apart after that. It just absolutely all fell apart. It was a complete and total mess. So, yeah, but that's anyway. So what I'm smoking, I'm clearly smoking something that makes me fucking talk my head off here. I am smoking Nepali Pink. It is a sativa. From Curaleaf, but it is Nepali Pink.
And Curaleaf!
It's definitely not a work weed. By far, it is not a work weed by any means. Clearly, because this is not a weed I need to be smoking at work. And I don't even go, hey, everybody, how's it going? You know, I can't do that. So we got to be a little graceful on things like that. So anyway, Joe, how about you, Joe? How are things in your neighborhood?
Well, did I watch the eclipse? I sure did. And you know what? The light did change. The intensity and the contrast levels changed greatly. But it didn't get dark, like super dark.
Yeah.
We were at 90. It was actually 93.7% covered.
All right.
So there was still enough to create quite a powerful punch.
All right.
So, you know.
All right.
So, second thing, after some very strange circumstances with the Cologuard test, folks, it got canceled. So, I got it from the doctor, but he forgot to do it, so I had to kind of sort of remind him. And then he got it sent out. I had to go to UPS to pick it up. I took it home. I kind of stalled and waited like 2.5 weeks to do it, but I did it. I turned it in on March 25th. Yes. And when I went to go check on April 1st, which it's like, oh great, it's April Fool's Day, I go and see that it's been canceled.
Canceled.
It was
your
canceled.
Poop in a box has been destroyed. It has been sent to the Oompa Loompas at the chocolate factory.
I went back to my doctor. He couldn't explain it. He ordered a new kit. I got a new kit.
But
then all of a sudden, yesterday, I get a text saying I got a message in my chart.
Oh, my goodness.
So I go to look at my chart, and there is the result. It's negative, by the way.
Congratulations.
And the doctor confirmed it, so I do not have any kind of situations.
Congratulations.
But it was just, thank you. Thank you so much. But now, have I paid for it?
We don't know. We don't, and are you going to poop in the box again? That's what inquiring minds want to know.
No.
Are you gonna poop in the box
no.
again? I think you should poop in the box and then seal it back up. Don't put your and then just leave it somewhere. Just leave it outside somewhere.
Anyways, I am currently
like leave it
smoking.
On the train or just accidentally leave it on the bus, you know? You'd be like, oh shit, I left my shit on the bus. What do I do with this? Like, forget to put the label on it or something, or the shipping label, or somehow just leave
it. Well, I would have to rip it off completely because it's got everything on it.
It's got everything on it. That's fine.
Anyways, I'm currently smoking Mac 1 once again, but this is from a new supplier. It's from Essence, and it's from the Green Rose Dispensary, which I've actually come to kind of like.
Oh, that's cool.
I can do the whole online thing. They have rewards.
Oh, that's nice.
I've been letting them build up.
So tell me about how, like, does, like, Ascend have rewards? I never really bothered to look at their site.
Yes,
they do.
Ascend also has
Now, can you use your rewards towards flower and weed or, like...
You can use it towards anything that's not on sale.
Okay. See, because it's interesting, in the great state of Florida, we have rewards programs, but I can only use those points against... Not non-flower products.
Oh no, this can be against anything.
No, see, I'm so used to that. You know, they could never explain to me why that was the case, but they would only allow me, like, pre-rolls and loose flower would not gather points. It was ridiculous.
That's not a restriction in the state of Illinois, so
that is good to know.
Welcome. So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
We do not.
Okay, well, our chat room is open at triampa.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Anthony, what you got for us in tonight's week quarter?
All right, well, as I adjust my monitors here for my old
Inquiring
old
minds
eyes,
want to know.
Let's kind of bring this over here.
Yay, it was approved.
It's funny. And just and nobody can see the camera. We have cameras, of course. When my coworker is on our staff calls, he's like this on the team call. The camera is like, you just like look up his... And most of the time he's eating, so you're like watching him like eat.
Oh my God. That is so rude.
Oh my God, he's such a tool.
That is...
Anyway... It's such a tool. I'm so glad. I hope to be gone sooner than later from there. So our first story comes from Politico. The Florida Supreme Court will not block a ballot initiative that seeks to legalize recreational marijuana use for adults in this year's general election, giving a major boost to the effort to open up pot use in the third most populous state in the country. Florida's Supreme Court, in a 5-2 ruling, determined that the ballot language proposed by the Smart and Safe Florida Committee to go before voters in November's election fit the state's single subject rule for ballot initiatives. The decision was in response to a request made by Florida Republican Attorney General Ashley Moody to reject the ballot language. Yes, she was very verbal during her campaign cycle that she would reject any marijuana, any recreational marijuana. That she would instruct the thing. Did you just shit yourself?
Yes.
Well, Joe is kind of nastying himself over there. Anyway, so the Florida Republican Attorney General Ashley Moody rejected the language, arguing the measure fails to remind voters about a federal ban on marijuana. There's a federal ban on marijuana. I mean, I mean, really, at this point, come on. I mean, most of the states now have it legalized in some fashion or another. We're a little bit behind. The federal government moves slowly. We probably wouldn't have a federal ban on it if the fucking Congress wasn't standing around yanking their dicks trying to figure out
who's Speaker of the House and all that nonsense.
We're going to go through that shit all the fuck over again. Anyway.
Yes, we will be.
Oh, God. Anyway, I don't want to talk politics on the show. The justices all but dismissed Moody's arguments during oral arguments. Okay. The same court had previously rejected two legalization initiatives from recent election years, handing down decisions that identified several mistakes. So I won't be here to vote on it, but we'll see. Now, here's the other thing, and there's a very important part on this last bullet point that I'm reading on the next week's story. This one comes from CBS News. Governor Ron DeSantis has lashed out at two proposals constitutional amendments that will appear on the November ballot, 3 days after the Florida Supreme Court signed off on the measures. The governor criticized the recreational marijuana measure, which will appear as Amendment 3 on the November ballot, calling it the weed one and saying it will go beyond decriminalizing marijuana. DeSantis said that the bill is basically a license to use weed anywhere you wanted and claims that the state will start to smell like marijuana. The Smart and Safe Florida Political Committee backing recreational marijuana proposal contends DeSantis was incorrect and that the proposal would allow the state to regulate how, when, and where marijuana can be used in public places. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Wow. Those are some pretty good stories tonight.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Florida was busy.
All right. Well, are you ready for tonight's fun fact?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, did you know, Anthony, the fastest marathon carrying a household appliance, her name is Laura Bird, 31, is a one-of-a-kind ambitious runner. After completing a whopping amount of 22 marathons and raising 7,000 pounds in 2020 for East Anglian Air Ambulance, the environmental consultant and author has decided to tackle the TCS London Marathon.
I see.
While carrying a fridge.
All right.
That's from the Guinness World Records. Wow, wasn't that interesting, Anthony?
That was exciting. Yay!
That was today's fun fact. And just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. Wow. Oh, Roger. All right.
Oh, hi. It's me, your out-of-whack Roger. Wow? Well, anyway, this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today
it's
if you're not listening
show.
Today.
That's
and
a good
today
show
is
title.
April 8th, 2024.
Show.
And oh boy,
I like
it's
that.
National Empanada Day, National Zoo Lovers Day, and what all you happy-go-lucky people get all excited for, it's National All Is Ours Day.
Woo!
Wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our animal to push a button that poops out tiny plastic zoo animals all over the smaller wheel, which somehow causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Twiddle away.
All right, twiddle, 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 twiddle.
Twiddle.
Boring wheel.
It's the Ford Fiesta wheel.
It's the Ford Escort wheel, right?
There we go. Yay!
We've accomplished the wheel's topping. And now I must cough for some reason. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm clicking on the link. Okay, open the link. Random news link. Tonight, our random story comes from... Where does it come from, Joe? It comes from Fox 35
Orlando. Fox 35 Orlando!
There you go. And tells us about one Florida man's misconception about a popular feature found in cars. A Claremont, Florida police officer reported that he spotted Joseph, 22, in his silver Nissan going 77 in a 44, not unusual, especially during rush hour, and a busy area with a high volume of crashes. When the vehicle approached the officer, he noticed a person had his body half extended from the car's sunroof.
What?
Yes, exactly. When the officer turned on his headlights, the Nissan continued to drive, quickly approaching a major intersection at US 27 and Hooker Street. Oh, I mean Hook Street. The officer then conducted a traffic stop and realized Joseph was the only person in the car.
Fuck.
Right? The officer asked Joseph if he was the only person inside the vehicle, how a person was on the exterior of the vehicle. Joseph repeatedly attempted to say that the USB cord had gotten caught. The officer then noticed a half-full Bud Light can in the center console, plus a container that had oxycodone pills inside.
Whoa.
Joseph said he hadn't seen it in a few months, and the police officer said Joseph had no proof of him being prescribed the controlled substance. Joseph said the USB cord got stuck while he was trying to record video as he was extending himself out of the car's sunroof. This is why I pay so much for fucking car insurance in Florida. He also admitted to having the vehicle on cruise control and sitting on the center console of the vehicle. Joseph was arrested for resisting an officer without violence and assault on a law officer a week earlier and was out on bond at the time of Sunday's arrest. Furthermore, police learned that Joseph was also arrested on February 16th for drug possession. He remains in custody in Lake County on $3,000 bond.
Wow.
So he's out on bond. He has one hell of a record, and he's still in on three. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, hey.
Wow.
Then that's how it's gonna go. All right, and that's it for your. Oh wait, no, that's we're going to a break. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after this short break, and once I find the cart machine. Where's the cart machine? Here's the cart machine.
Bing, bing, bing.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host.
I'll be right back.
EED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yo, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops.
The blast off!
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc for Barney. Or Dino, for fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
A fun factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah.
A shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Oof. Oh, good Lord, I gas myself.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic
Hi,
things.
Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Cheyenne Radio. Be sure to visit Cheyenne.org That's CHIAMPA.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Joe may not get a weather track.
Oh, wow, I need some water because this cookie got dry in my mouth.
Is the cookie dry?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well, yes. I think.
Are you sure?
Well, before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the OnCrack Chicago news team led by Nick White. It's time for your Cheyenne for Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Well, unless you're listening live, it's not a few clouds at 73 degrees. The dew point is at 40 degrees, and the humidity is at 30%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the southwest at 9 miles per hour, gusting to 21 miles per hour. Woohoo! And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. I feel like I gotta sneeze. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Butthole flaps might need fastening. Winds could gust up to 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press that smashing any key. Now with even more fiber.
And now for the news.
No! Damn, I'm always in an excited delirium, Anthony. Maybe not! Whee! Woohoo! Anyways, in Colorado, however, Governor Jared Polis signed a bill on Thursday that keeps law enforcement, first responders, and coroners from using the term excited delirium. Colorado is the second state after California to ban the term. The bill comes after a report from Physicians for Human Rights that excited delirium is not a valid medical or psychiatric diagnosis. The bill's summary is as follows. The bill prohibits training of law enforcement personnel, emergency medical service providers, or other first responders from including the term excited delirium, except in an emergency medical service provider training. The term may be used in teaching the history of the term. A peace officer is prohibited from using the term excited delirium to describe a person in an incident report. A coroner or other person authorized to determine a cause of death shall not register excited delirium as the cause of death on a death certificate. Interesting.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know excited delirium was a thing, you know.
I guess it was. I guess if a person is in this weird state, you're like, they seem very excited.
If they're in a state of delirium,
delirium.
That might be excited.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Or maybe they have a boner, right? Or they're sexually aroused.
No,
so
I think
excited.
That's called something else. If it's more than 4 hours, you need to see a doctor. And then they I don't know how. I imagine there's ways they remove the blood from your Johnson. Probably not in ways we want to. Let's move on to the next news story.
You know, Anthony, I would have loved to do this. Salt Lake City, Utah. A woman was escorted off of a Delta flight after she was told her clothing was too revealing. Now she's calling for change. In January, a female passenger was flying out of Salt Lake City to San Francisco when she was told to get off the plane after everyone was boarded and quiet. Excuse me. She claimed she was told by flight staff that she needed to cover up due to her clothing. She came to my seat and loudly asked to speak to me in private and escorted me off the plane as though I was a criminal, the woman said. I felt it was a spectacle and aimed at punishing me for not being a woman the way she thought I should be a woman. The female passenger, who identifies as queer, says she was dressed like a little boy in baggy pants and a shirt. She posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, a photo of her outfit. And it didn't... I was like, whatever, okay. The woman said Delta told her it's their policy that women need to cover up. She was told if she put on a jacket, she could fly. So the woman complied. Now she and her attorney are calling on the airline to change their policy. Delta's contract of carriage says that Delta may remove a passenger when reasonably necessary for the comfort or safety of other passengers. For example, when the passenger's conduct, attire, hygiene, or odor creates an unreasonable risk of offense or annoyance to other passengers, said the woman. Please explain how wearing a t-shirt without a bra causes an unreasonable risk of offense or annoyance. The woman has filed an official complaint with the airline, is waiting for a response. Her attorney has not yet filed a lawsuit and just wants the policy changed. Very interesting.
Woo! I love not knowing what I'm eating in the dark.
So, this is a very interesting experience. I'm not sure if I personally would do it, but... Arlo Chicago, it's a nice fancy restaurant here in Chicago, is offering a unique and exclusive opportunity for guests to journey on a thrilling adventure for the senses with the launch of its limited Dining in the Dark series. This innovative culinary experience, exclusive to the hotel's on-site restaurant, About Last Life, promises to elevate diners' taste buds in a one-of-a-kind atmosphere. We're excited to offer guests a chance to disconnect and reconnect with their sense of taste truly, said name and title of Arlo Chicago representative in a press release. Dining in the dark removes distractions and allows diners to appreciate the food in a whole new way.
Was that actually in the article that way?
Yes, it was. Because that was the copy and paste. This sensory immersion allows them to concentrate solely on a three-course secret menu's flavors, textures, and aromas. Diners select from a red meat or a blue seafood or green vegan menu option in advance. But the specific dishes remain a mystery until they tantalize the taste bud. More than just a culinary adventure, Dining in the Dark is a social experience that encourages the break with the digital world without the distraction of phones or social media. Guests can engage in meaningful conversations and truly connect with their dining companions. The Dining in the Dark series occurs on select Saturdays at Arlo Chicago. Tickets are $64 per person and can be purchased through Fever. Reservations are available for two seatings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Upcoming dates are Saturday, April 20th, May 4th, May 18th. And for more information, go to Arlo Chicago's website.
That's interesting.
Wow.
That's a wrap on Joe's News. Sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
All right. Fantastic. That's exciting. I've,
Isn't it?
Yeah, I've actually heard of other... I think that's like a thing that goes... It's like a traveling art thing. Because I've heard of other restaurants that have done that. That's been a thing that's been going on for a while. They've done it in France and shit. I don't know if I would do it. Because, I don't know, I'm very visual about my food. So, anyway. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where there's bright lighting near the food cart, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@chiampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out. Happy birthday to This Way Out. And in the news, Thailand's marriage equality bill passes the lower house in a landslide. Houthis to crucify 9 for immoral acts in Yemen. Wyoming cancels pediatric gender-affirming health care. A Texas judge extends her block of AG Ken Paxton's PFLAG probe. A trans darts champ twin wins gets protested. And a bomb threat in Pennsylvania closes a drag queen's storybook. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes after we figure out what the hell's going on around here. How's that sound? Wow. Exactly.
Yay.
All right. Fantastic.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are listening to
Shia
Radio.
Oh my, Joe Wisdom here. Well, since the last time we heard from the king, his future was having some issues. Let's tune in now to see what's going on.
It is I, the King of Fools!
Well, I've had a wisdom tooth pulled. And boy, a week later, my owl mouth is still aggravated over it. But let me tell you, besides all of that, if you want really good farts, eat Taco Bell! The night before, especially that uber gooey cheese sauce they serve in their food.
Oh boy, views expressed by the King of Farts do not represent the views expressed by B&R Media Group or Cheyenne Radio. But, oh my, what will the King of Farts let us know about next? Keep it tuned to Cheyenne Radio to find out!
Hello, Piccolo Portencia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer, that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were, because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
This space left intentionally blank. Thank you.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio. Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Hey, go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Welcome back. Thanks, gorgeous today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Roger.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh my goodness, Roger's like over-talking himself. It's crazy. Oh my goodness, I had one hell of a bong rip. That's the only bad thing about moving to the 2 minute breaks is that
yes,
you know, you have less time to recover from that. That massive, yes. And it's a tiny water. It's not really a big water pipe. I mean, you see it. It's small. Yeah. But yeah. It can get enough in there.
That pack was, a punch.
Oof. Oof. I'm seeing purple sheep and yellow cows. Ooh. Right now. It's fantastic.
Ooh.
Right? Tell me about it. All right.
What kind of noises do they make?
I don't know. They make weather noises. All right. So before we continue with this madness that we call a show, it's time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. The humidity is currently at 48%. The dew point is at 56 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow on Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 85. On Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 69. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 73. And that's it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news.
I'm pushing the button. There we go. We're going to have a drink first.
Yay! Well, it looks like we got some very interesting stories from our friend Coach Hot Shorts.
Yes, he has contributed. He's doing all right. He's doing all right. You know, it's spring, so coaches get busy in the spring. They got a lot of going on. So
that's true.
But so tonight, our first Florida news story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts and Fox Channel 25 News out of Orlando, and tells us about what not to do at Disney World. Brent, a 61-year-old Florida man, was intoxicated at the Bellevue Lounge, a bar inside Disney's Boardwalk Inn, after downing three shots of bourbon and a beer and allegedly making his way up to a table of four guests and started to make fun of a woman with Down syndrome, according to the police affidavit. The woman's mother confronted Brent and asked him if he was making fun of her daughter. And that's when Brent stood up and allegedly shoved her twice. He then slapped another guest at the table in the face when she tried to intervene. The husband of the woman who was slapped got involved, and Brent allegedly punched him in the neck. Brent was then punched in the head by the husband. An unnamed bystander grabbed Brent and removed him from the scene, according to deputies. Brent was evaluated by medical staff for his injuries sustained from being punched and was then transported to the Orange County Jail after being cleared. All right.
Good.
Takes all kinds. So, this is an interesting... This is definitely a Florida story, an LGBT story, an online news story, and a story about your safety. Our second story of the night comes from Channel 10 Miami and tells us about a Florida grinder hookup gone all wrong. According to arrest reports, suspects Yaundry and Ludwig called the police and claimed to be victims of a home invasion robbery. Miami police instead arrested them Monday morning in their home in the 2700 block of Northwest 15th Street in the city's Grapeland Heights neighborhood. Police said the victim told them that he had been speaking with one of the men on Grindr, who then offered him $160 to have sex with the both of them on Sunday night. The victim agreed, police said, and then after going to the home and beginning to have sex, things started to go, not so great. According to reports, the victim said Ludwig, 26, had erectile dysfunction, and the threesome abruptly ended. Police said Yandri, 25, then demanded his $80 deposit back. The report states an argument ensued, and then Yaundry pulled a toy revolver, put it to the victim's head, and told him in Spanish, "You're not going anywhere. I want my money." The victim did not comply. Police said Yaundry began to strike the victim and then pinned him down and called the police. But he, along with Ludwig, would end up being taken to jail on charges of false imprisonment and deadly weapon with and battery. Ludwig, a Colombian national, remained held in the Turner Gulford Knight Correctional Center on an immigration and customs enforcement hold and a $2,000 bond, according to jail records. Yaundry, a Cuban national, remained at TGK on the same $2,000 bond, but with no immigration hold. Huh. That is definitely a Grindr hookup gone wrong.
Sounds like it.
You don't ask. It's like, I remember when you kind of started, when you first got on the weed train, and I think we got some weed that was not that great. It was a lot of stems and a lot of seeds.
Yes.
It was really bad weed. And you asked me if we could call the weed man and get a refund or an exchange for the weed. And I said, Joe, it don't work like that. You buy the weed, and that's the weed that you get. If it is shitty weed, then you just bought some shitty weed. You ain't getting your... You got to find a different dealer at that point. Ah, so anyhow, moving on to our naked Florida story of the night.
Sexy.
Yes, our final and naked Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about a fireman behaving badly. This might be a why not me thing. I don't know. Did they show his picture in the thing? I don't know. I know they showed like a video, but I didn't want to watch the video. Oh no, it's a subscribe and log in thing.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't give you too much. Anyway, so a Pinellas Park police has said in a...
Well, there he is.
Okay, yeah, you see him on the video feed. So there you go. That gives you a little bit of an idea. Pinellas Park police said in the news release that the disturbing incident occurred at the 7-Eleven on 49th Street North, where Fisher, 22, followed an 18-year-old high school student, teen, into a local 7-Eleven, and while near her, lifted the leg of his shorts to expose himself. Was his shorts really that short? I didn't think he was wearing short shorts. Now I gotta look at the... Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, his shirt's long.
No, this is definitely a why not me story.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. You got to become an 18-year-old schoolgirl. It's like Magna all over again. Like the Japanese animation. That's why it's so popular. Surveillance footage from the 7-Eleven captured the incident, showing Fisher persistently following the young woman, with his genitals continuously exposed
and seemingly waiting
for her to see and acknowledge his lewd act. Yeah, you know, it's funny because it's like most, you know, I mean, yeah, it's like some people would not have welcomed this. Other people have been like, yeah, that's great. Come on.
Yep.
There's a bathroom.
I would have been like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's funny.
Find somewhere to do something. And,
yeah, right.
You know.
It's funny how it all works out. So, anyway, police said a story. Either way, it is not appropriate to follow anyone around a 7-Eleven with your naughty bits jingling about.
We do not condone the actions of this person.
Our media group does
not
condone that. Betty, Roger, nobody condones that.
Do these in the convenience of your own home.
Only do this in the... If you want to paint your basement to look like the interior of a 7-Eleven and stock it with shelves... And product, and hire someone to be like a counter assistant and freezers, and you want to walk around your basement that is a faux 7-Eleven and expose your jiggly bits, as long as the people you hired agree to do so, then you're fine. You're all good. You know, knock yourself out. What is this? This is my dungeon. This is my 7-Eleven dungeon. Really? What do you do in your dungeon? Well, I want you to stand there looking over at the salted peanuts. And while you're looking at the salted peanuts, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull my jangly bits out of my shorts. And I'm going to wiggle them around at you. And then I want you to walk over to the soup and then look at some greeting cards while I wiggle my junk at you. And then eventually we'll acknowledge each other and then we'll get busy in the bathroom that I built in the corner that is as nasty as the 7-Eleven that we are in. So, yeah. So, anyway, police said a store employee confronted him and he left in a vehicle. Police said they determined that he was the flasher through investigation, in quotation marks, whatever the fuck that means, and they took him into custody on Wednesday on a misdemeanor charge of exposure of sexual naughty jiggly bits. Fisher was fired soon after his arrest on Wednesday. He had worked for the department since August. So, yeah, you know, you had a kinky fireman. There you go, Joe. Find a basement. It's not my basement, but find a basement. Convert it to make it your 7-Eleven dream. And then you can go ahead and you can get on Grindr or whatever is out there. Grindr, Grindr, and you know, Faceplace and...
Jacked.
Fireman.net, yeah, Jack, whatever.
Growler.
Say, I have a kinky convenience store set up in my basement, and I am looking for a kinky customer to have naughty fun in my 7-Eleven.
Get high at the Slurpee station.
It'd be like, you know what it'd be like? It'd be like a mini version of the supermarket suite. You know how they have their store? It'd be like a mini version of the supermarket sweep in your basement. You know, it would be awesome. It'd just be awesome. And, you know, Yeah, anyway, so, yeah, that's. I think that's it. Unless we can add to this. Do you have any more you want to add on the crazy 7-Eleven exposure, why not me, jiggly bits at the salted peanuts section of the... as long as it wasn't a Slim Jim, right?
Right. Well, loving the candy aisle.
Loving the candy aisle. There you go.
Getting a little sweet on my chocolate.
Nacho cheese. That nacho cheese. Loving with the nacho cheese.
Ooh. Yeah, there's been a lot of show title ideas I've written down, and you just keep spitting out more. So.
Right. Well, anyway, yeah. So then what I'm going to do, I'm going to say, that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Miss Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun.
We're always
looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. And don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our Unique Studio experience?
I may be
you can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes. The Plethora Discussion segment, take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, the lovable Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, the illustrious Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Perfect.
So, Anthony, last week our show title was Stroking Your Fluffy Chicken on Duval Street.
Chicken on Duval Street.
You know, initially you had gone with It's a Very Gassy Show, which that kind of still holds.
It's been a gas. It definitely has.
Yeah. But then I wrote down, can I get a refund on that weed?
Okay. That's a good one.
My 7-Eleven dudgeon.
Ooh. I like that one.
And then look at these greeting cards while I jiggle my junk at you.
Ooh, I like that. I really, 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 really like the last one. If we like to go for ridiculous show titles, then it's gonna be "Don't Jiggle Your." Yeah, look at the greeting cards while I jiggle my. Yes, that one. Whatever you saw, but that one. Oh yes, absolutely.
Look at the greeting cards.
While I jiggle my naughty bits at you. I'm down with that.
Did I say
junk or naughty bits?
You said junk.
Okay, then we'll go with junk.
You said junk.
Jiggle my junk at you. That's fine. Either way, so, I'm fine with it.
Look at the greeting cards while I jiggle my junk at you.
That works for me. I like
beautiful.
That
well, like we're now in
Florida section, and we only got 3 minutes until the ugly lights come on. How about that?
Wow,
we have been flying. We have been flying through tonight's show. We have been a barrel of laughs. It's been great. I hope it's been good for you.
It's been a wonderful show.
I might need a cigarette after this. It's been so fantastic. Well, I'll just hit the bong again, but I'll be off air so that I can roll on the floor and cough for 10 minutes while I try to gasp for breath instead of trying to say, I got to go back on in about 30 seconds. Yeah. It's great. The magic of radio. And Joe's tangled in his wires. I'm rolling on the floor because I'm smoking out of a bong. You know, the world is just this crazy place all left and right. Yeah. That's how it goes some days.
You know, this is true. This is so true.
But it's okay. It feels good.
I think it's post-eclipse energy.
Maybe.
That would be a great show title, too. Post-eclipse. Post-eclipse. But that's
everyone's
that's okay.
talking about the eclipse.
Yeah.
It's all about the eclipse today. Let's talk.
We're Uni-Q.
Let's talk about jiggling junk while you look at the holiday greeting cards. Go pick out one for your Nana's birthday, and I'm going to kind of jiggle my left ball over at you there.
Look at the holiday greeting cards while I jiggle my junk at you. There we go. That's better.
Okay, that works.
I like that.
That works.
So hopefully this time, folks, when I post to Radio for All, things will go smoothly, because the last time it didn't work either.
Really?
Well, it finally went to the website, but it did not get to Spotify.
Really? Did we ever get it figured out with Spotify, or no?
No.
Interesting. Interesting.
Have zero clue.
I think my would be capitalized. Yes, my is capitalized, but at is not. Okay, good. Yeah, that's very interesting.
All right.
That's irritating.
Extremely, but that's technology for you.
That is technology. RSS for you, too. Yeah, that's true. Progress, they say. Progress.
RSS is old, though. I think RSS has been around for quite a long time.
RSS is very old. RSS is incredibly old.
Right. I mean, in the whole scheme of things. See, I was expecting it to get as dark as it is now.
Yeah.
Like right now.
I think
now,
it did if you were in Carbondale.
Yeah. Yeah, if I was in Carbondale or Indianapolis.
Or Indianapolis.
Or Tupper, New York. You know, they didn't show the Niagara Falls.
25 years ago, March 15th, 1999.
Wow.
Is when RSS was developed. Or released. So, yeah, it was released by the RSS Advisory Board. So it's 25. Yeah, it's a bit old. Just like our jokes and the ugly lights.
Yes.
And the stale air hanging out in the top of the studio. Oh my god, we're gonna have to scrub these walls before we sell this place. It's ridiculous. Ah, yes, I know. Anyway, I'm gonna close this window that's distracting me. And then we're gonna go over to this window that's not distracting me. And then we're gonna go ahead, even though I should know this by fucking heart. What are we, episode fucking 296? How many times have I read this fucking thing? Hey folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and it's almost time to play Plinko. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Wow, who writes this shit? Hopefully that wasn't coming from my butthole.
Anyway, you can continue to make your commute sick, make it commutable. Listen to Weekday Rush Hour with Betty in the morning. She starts at 6:30 in the morning on Eastern. And Traffic with Toppers at 3:30. I really like Traffic with Toppers in the afternoon. I listen to Traffic with Toppers every day on my way home from work, especially while indulging myself with my specialized Bluetooth Wi-Fi enabled pre-roll holder. And also be sure to catch Headphone Meditations recasts on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekends, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Cheyenne for Radio's Technic-Q audio programming with extra added perpetual prestige? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned into Cheyenne for Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with perpetual thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and less podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now. You're competing with me.
There we go. All right. There's enough village people for you. We don't need any more.
Uh-oh.
I get a little out of control here.
Stepping in.
The United States is stepping in. The controller of the scheduler says, it is time. The time has come to be an American. And sign off. Or whatever. I don't know. I can't explain to you why. You should change it. I don't know. Maybe we'll play Joe's fart music. I don't know. Time for a dime. I was trying to make a dance mix out of Time for a Dime this weekend, but it just didn't work out too well. Yeah, I actually should have smoked some of this shit this weekend because it would have worked great.
Yeah.
Time. I was just trying to find something that had a good beat to it. Anyway, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. To contact us, you can recast us, play us at cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't expose yourself to a high school student while playing rough with your grinder hookup during your high-speed roof dance. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an H for hemorrhoids.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.